Alright, hello. Today is going to be the first episode of NBA Today. So, the scores this week were, on Monday, it was Nuggets versus Trailblazers, and the Nuggets ended up winning that. And then, on Tuesday, we had Bucks versus Celtics, and the Bucks ended up winning that.
What are the scores from these games?
The Nuggets Trailblazers 121-113 Nuggets. Okay. Bucks Celtics 123-102 Bucks. Then there was the Warriors game on Tuesday, and that was game 2, and it was 115-109. And then next we have another Trailblazers Nuggets game, and then we have that 97-90 Trailblazers. And then finally, last night, we had the 76ers-Raptors game, game 3, and the 76ers ended up taking that 116-95. So, today, my special guests are...
Clark Stevens.
And B. Judd.
Alright, guys, so to start us off, let's start by, you know, I mean, what... Which team do you think will make it to the NBA Finals?
I want to think that...
These teams.
I want to think that... Kawhi will take the Raptors to the promised land.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you on that one, especially from the East, but it'll be interesting to see how the Bucks and the Raptors turn out. It'll be
Or you mean the Bucks and the Celtics because they're
Bucks
playing
and,
right now.
No,
or
I mean, do you think? I mean I think the Bucks are going to go ahead and beat the Celtics.
Yeah.
I really want to see the head-to-head of Giannis and
Kawhi.
Kawhi, that would be an amazing matchup. But I kind of want to go back to the West and talk about the first game you talked about. We had the Trailblazers and the Nuggets.
Yep.
I want the Nuggets to win. I can't stand the Trailblazers, especially how Damian, really killed the Thunder last series and. It's getting old, I just want them to avenge our deaths.
Yeah, Damian Lillard practiced that shot all the time, though. I mean, there was no way he was going to miss that to shut us out. I mean,
A team that the Thunder beat every single regular season.
Four times in regular season.
By like 20 points in some games.
Now, it's so hard to beat a team 8 times in one season.
I understand that, but we beat them four times in the regular season,
yeah.
And we beat them, what, once in the playoffs? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Now I can tell you why they played so hard. Last playoff run that they had, they got blown out 4-0 by the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a travesty for them, and they just
Or maybe
really
just the Thunder
destroyed.
I also think some of it is Enes Kanter. He got traded by the Thunder. He had a little bit of beef, and Billy Donovan said... We can't play Enes Kanter postseason in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So he came into the game just peeved. He wanted to come in and just say, hey, you should have kept me. I'm a great player.
But at the same time, though, it wasn't even all him that did it. It was Damian Lillard having these light-up nights, We've seen him great before. I've always thought he was an underrated player throughout the league.
Yeah.
But... For him to come out and have, 30, 40-point games,
mm-hmm.
hitting 25-footers left and right, 30-footers to win the game.
Yes, Damian Lillard
yeah.
did a lot. And Enes Kanter, big guys don't put up nearly as nice of numbers.
But we couldn't even play Adams. Steven Adams was way too big for...
All right.
He wasn't able to... Like, Steven Adams couldn't really stop.
Okay,
all right.
So, we're getting a little bit off topic.
So let's move on to trade rumors, all right? So there's been a rumor floating around that the Thunder are going to trade... Terrence Ferguson, Nerlens Noel, and Andre Roberson for Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards.
I'm blown away. Nerlens Noel, he's an amazing player. I don't think we
he
should
is.
Get rid of him. He's so athletic. He's got so much untapped potential, and he's so young. I think that we should keep him, but the truth of it is we can't afford him after this year. So
yeah.
Definitely.
I think we should make some trades, but we're trading the wrong guys here.
And also, Andre Roberson, I feel like when he comes back, he's going to have a great season. Maybe not like points-wise or free-throw-wise.
But he will,
but
not on the stat sheet, but on the floor, he will do
like,
a lot for us.
He'll put up great defense.
The unseen stats, yes. The defense,
but
the rebounds, the assists, all that kind of stuff.
Two of those are seen stats.
Well, I mean, What, like the pace of the court, well, whatever.
The,
yeah,
the pace of play and also the flow of the offense. He's and mm-hmm. defense is going to be way different.
But Bradley Beal is a good 3-point shooter, which we need, and then also he is a good defender. One thing I will say about the Thunder though is that Paul George was injured, and we should have not been playing him as long as we did.
But at the same time, we as the Thunder organization, we need to stop chasing 3-point shooters. Because this we've seen it happen over and over again.
They come to Oklahoma City to die.
Yeah, exactly.
So one thing I want to mention, though, is that, you know, the Warriors, they're about to break up. I mean, we've been seeing it for this whole season.
We need Klay.
Do you think that the game will move away from the 3-point shot after the Warriors are gone?
And it really hasn't been about the 3-point shot until these last few years.
Yeah,
and
I don't think it will.
Go chasing waterfalls. Like, we are doing fine over here if we're not shooting the three. You can see that we're winning games, we're playing great defense, but as soon as we start letting the three, you know, fly, we die by it 90% of the time. And we need to stop chasing 3-point shooters and just play our game.
So
we do, but a lot of times the teams that are hot that much from three, those are the teams that live and die by the three.
That is very true.
But we shoot more threes than we ever have before in the playoffs, and we're not making them either.
But what about the Lakers and Anthony Davis? Do you think that'll go down?
The Lakers are just going downhill. If we're being honest, LeBron just went there to go to Hollywood and live out his dream.
To have his new show, that like mile show.
And plus, he's just waiting until his son comes in the league in 2022. He's going to play a year with him, and then turn over the league to him. Like, he doesn't need championships or trophies.
Well, LeBron has still put up good numbers. It's just, how do you win in L.A.? What messed them up is keeping Kobe for all those years, paying him so much money.
Yeah, and now they're in the hole. They're figuring that out slowly but surely.
And one thing that really killed them is whenever they thought they built the perfect super team with an old Steve Nash, injured Dwight Howard, and an older Kobe Bryant, and they
But do you remember when they traded Shaq?
Yes,
that was
that was one of the worst decisions.
If we're being real with Shaq, the real thing that was bad was when he left Penny
in Orlando.
In Orlando, that was one of the best teams I've ever seen. And they just broke up over awful. Just stupid drama.
It was not nearly as bad as like
they would have been close to the Bulls.
I watched that the day before Kevin Durant left the Thunder. It was a similar situation, but Shaq at least gave him time. He didn't go the last day.
They just let him go. I mean, that was terrible because they had a franchise team right there and franchise players, and they just let him beef it out instead of, you know, realizing. And even I watched a 30-30 over that, and even Shaq was like, "Listen, man, I didn't even want to like steal the show or anything." Penny was feeling like he was being left in. That's kind of like Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook wanted to lead the team.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar, but at the same time, they just should have stuck together at the time and just played their game, and they would have gotten really far.
So obviously, right now, I mean, you can already tell that all of our favorite teams, you know, collectively, is obviously number one, it's Thunder. But what's your second favorite team, you know?
I really like the Spurs because of Greg Popovich.
Popovich is
an amazing coach.
He's the best coach there.
As we saw in the last playoff round, he took the Nuggets to Game 7 with a team that wasn't even that great. It's just great coaching, and all of his players want to play hard for him.
If I'm the Thunder, I'm trying to trade Westbrook and what's the coach's name? I can't even think of him because he's so bad.
Billy Donovan is a bad coach.
They should trade him for Greg Popovich. That we would win that deal.
We would win.
Oh. But also, Greg is old and his wife died, and that really hurt him last year.
Yeah, he hasn't really been the same. But at the same time, every player that's ever played for Greg Popovich has wanted to, and they played hard for him.
Yeah.
And that's why he put Kawhi, he let Kawhi run away, is because he was like, if you don't want to play for me, then you don't have to play for me.
But question, do you think Kawhi sitting out last year helped him out?
Yes.
I think it did because it made everyone forget about him. Everyone's like, oh, he's going to come off rusty. But he's coming out putting up the great numbers like he was, but even better. It's like, I forgot that Kawhi was this good of a player.
But the number one thing is that the Spurs organization has been known for this, and they're kind of shady with this. Their own doctors clear people without even, you know, checking up on them a lot. And, you know, they kind of clear them, and then they get injured even more. And that's why Kawhi sat out, because he got a second opinion. The guy said, you know, you can't play for, you know, about 4 months because we don't want you to tear anything.
Yeah, but that stuff's been happening forever. Like, it's not nearly as bad now as it was back when, like, Larry Bird was playing. Like, you know, Larry Bird had, like, a cyst between his toes and, like, just drank a beer and had a, like, the doctor cut it and then played that same night. And it got even more infected.
And we even saw, like, Michael Jordan played with a 101 degree fever.
Yeah.
Like, and the players used to play on anything back in the day.
So did Dirk. He had the flu on game 7 of the finals, and he pulled it out.
Boy, was it sad. 104. Boy, is it sad that he's old now, because he was one of those last players that was kind of like one of the, you know, gritty, you know, grinding players back in the league. But,
man, I mean, his step back was killer, you know, Dirk.
But Dirk, like, you still remember Dirk because he was still putting up good numbers. That's very true. All forgotten about Vince Carter because he's just not been playing well.
No.
But some of it's just because he's like 41 years old. If I'm him, I'm staying in the league as long as I can get paid.
I want to bring up one more topic before we close this out. And that is, who do you think are the best 5 players in the league? Just list them off. I mean,
like, tough.
Of all time. Let's do that.
Of all time?
Clark, you go first.
Well, I think you gotta you have to take Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. You have to take Kobe. You gotta take LeBron. Like, those are 3 of the greatest players ever played.
But then you're left with, like, players back in the day. It's like, would they even be good now? Like Bill Russell and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Will Chamberlain, those big centers that used to just dominate on these 6'2" guys. It's like, if you put them in the league today, would they be the same?
So what are your last 2 picks?
My last 2, I don't know who my last 2 were. Because, like, I want to say AI, but then it's like, he never won. But if AI did not have to play against all these great players,
that's very true,
he would have a ring. Like, if he was playing now, he would have a ring. Like, AI could, like, those last 2 are all toss-ups. It's like, Russell Westbrook did the impossible. 3 years back-to-back-to-back, averaging a triple-double.
So Braden, what would be your top 5 then?
Well, you know, obviously I'm going to have to go with Michael Jordan. I'm obviously going to have to go with LeBron. I'm a big LeBron fan. He can carry any team on his back if he wants to, you know, well, back a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But and then I also have to go Larry Bird. Because
Larry Bird was
incredible. And he even, I remember one time hearing about this, somebody said that he couldn't go left. And he shot the whole game left-handed, went left every single time, and still put up 27 points. Shot free throws with his left hand. But for the last 2, I have to go with one of them, that'd be Kyrie Irving. He's got the best handles that I've probably ever seen in the game of basketball.
But he has nothing on AI, though.
He's got a great shot.
Yes.
He's got a great shot, too.
I'll give you AI. No, not AI. I'll give you, who did he say again?
Larry Bird,
great player. But Kyrie, I'm not really sure. Like,
and then, you know, I want to go guys from back in the day, but if I'm being honest, it's a different game now. I feel like we have way more talent now. So, for my 5th guy, I'm going to have to go Kevin Durant. He's just so long. He's a freak athlete. He's got a crazy shot. He, like, comes in clutch when he wants to.
I know that Kevin Durant's a great player, great athlete.
You just don't like him.
It just hurts when I think about Kevin Durant. Like,
I mean, that's just,
it hits me in my soft spot.
It's the sad truth, but that's got to be my 5. I mean, if I didn't have Kyrie, I'd probably go maybe Magic Johnson. You know, but I can't put Kobe in my top 5. I just never really been a big Kobe fan. I think he was a great player. But I just think he copied a lot of his stuff from Michael Jordan. He did it well, but if you see in the last game, those 60 points, I mean, people were just feeding him the ball. Like,
they were giving him the ball the whole time. But the other team was, like, it was still
I understand,
get them into the playoffs.
I understand, but if we take another great player and we feed the ball to him every single possession, he's going to put up probably close to around the same numbers.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, We're reaching our time limit here, but basically, I mean, my top five, Jordan, and then second, you got to put in Larry Bird or Magic Johnson.
Yeah, they're both amazing players, and they won, too.
Third, I mean, Wilt Chamberlain has, you know, I mean, no one even today could match his height.
I know, but I mean, but at the same time, it's like, for what
if he was putting like on a bunch of... 8'11", yeah. If I'm 8 foot tall, 11 inches, playing a bunch of white, scrawny... 3'6" players. I'm gonna put up 100.
And fourth has to be Shaq. I mean, that guy was a monster.
He was an amazing player. He was. I might even take out somebody from mine. I might just go Shaq, LeBron, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and can't remember who else. Kevin Durant. So that might be my five.
And my fifth one has to be AI. You know, the guy was playing on a team by himself. He never really had help, and we've seen how you can't really win a championship that way.
Here's a closing statement, though. Like, another topic for next week. Do you think AI changed the game?
I really do.
Because he came in with the flashy moves, the nice dribbles, the nice shots.
He did. And I liked how he played old school also. Hitting the paint hard.
Yeah. And being a 6-foot guy. Being able to show up. Like 5'9". You know, 5'9", yeah. And still being able to dunk also.
But... that's going to be the topic
next week.
All right, so basically, just, you know, keep listening. We'll keep giving you scores and keep giving our opinions. All right?
See you next week.
Clark and B-Judd.
B-Judd in the cut. We're out.
Out.